every single person that you know that is living life on their own terms, that has the life they want, the freedom that they want, every single person has a powerful morning ritual. And so one of the things that I learned after waking up every single day, struggling to get out of bed, not happy with the way my life was going, I had to do something about that. And I'll tell you more about that journey a little bit later. But what I realized is that you have to own your mornings. Like, you have to own the way that you start your day. You're listening to The Grind and Gratitude Show. I am Danny Stone, and I've dedicated my entire life to helping people win. Win in their careers, win in their businesses, and win in their lives. This podcast is going to help you get on your grind and hustle to create the life that you love and walk in gratitude along the journey. Each episode, I'll teach you tools and tactics and bring you conversations with experts that will help you turn your passion into a thriving online business. Life isn't about wishing for something greater. It's about making it happen. There's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Grind and Gratitude Show live. We are live. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you all being here. As you guys are coming in, I'm rocking my shirt. Make your why bigger than your whining. I wore this shirt today. I wore it yesterday, actually, to Starbucks. And the girl stopped and she's like, whoa, that's an amazing saying. Make your why bigger than your whining. And it's really aligned with what we're talking about today. So I'm excited to talk about this topic today, how to go from chaos to calm, how to master your mornings. I think it's so important. So I'm super excited about this topic. It's something that, you know, I've been working on mastering my mornings for the last 10 years. So happy that you could all be here again. From chaos to calm, mastering your morning routine. You know, I learned this years ago from my mentors, Tony Robbins, Robin Sharma, Les Brown, Lisa Nichols. These are some people that I've been following and studying from for many, many years. And one of the things that I kind of found out from all of these leaders and all of these great mentors is that the reason why they're so productive is because they start their mornings that way. Every single person that you know that is living life on their own terms, that has the life they want, the freedom that they want, every single person has a powerful morning ritual. And so one of the things that I learned after waking up every single day, struggling to get out of bed, not happy with the way my life was going, I had to do something about that. And I'll tell you more about that journey a little bit later. But what I realized is that you have to own your mornings. Like, you have to own the way that you start your day. So what I started doing was really studying highly successful people and studying people that I looked up to. And I started watching what they were doing every single day. And that is something that I kind of noticed. I noticed that every single successful person that I was following, all of my mentors and my coaches, they all had this morning ritual, or they all started their day in a specific way. When it comes to starting your mornings in a productive, focused way, what is your biggest challenge? What's your biggest challenge when it comes to starting your day in a very productive way? Go ahead and type that in the comments. I'd love to read your comments. I'll tell you a little bit about mine in a minute, but what's the challenge, right? I meet so many people that say, I'm not a morning person. I meet so many people that say, you know, I just can't get up in the mornings. I just don't know what to do in the mornings. I'm just not focused. And I hear that a lot. And I've heard that from so many of my coaching clients. And so I want to know from you, like, when it comes to starting your mornings in a really productive, focused way, what's the biggest challenge? What are some of the things that get in the way of you starting your day in a productive, calm way? So let me know in the comments. While you're typing those things, you can let me know if any of these sound familiar. One of the things that I noticed with a lot of my coaching clients was most of them never started the day on their own terms. A lot of them struggled with getting up in the morning. A lot of them struggled with having a productive morning. A lot of them would say, hey, I'm too tired to get out of bed. I have no time in the mornings. You know, a lot of my coaching clients used to tell me that it was just really chaotic trying to get ready or trying to get their kids ready or trying to, you know, start their day. They would just say, it's just a lot of chaos in my house. So I would hear a lot of that as well. The other thing I would hear from a lot of my coaching clients is just there was no clarity. They had no clarity in their life. They didn't have meaning and purpose, and they would just wake up every day, get their kids ready for school or get up and get ready to go to a job that they didn't like. And they would just repeat this cycle over and over and over again for years and years and years. So let me know if you can relate to that. Let me know if you can relate to getting up every single day, going to a job that you're not happy about, and if you just lack that clarity. The other thing that a lot of my coaching clients used to say to me is like, and they didn't even know this until I explained this, and I'm going to explain this to all of you as well, but they lack a powerful ritual. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about rituals and routines and why you need one and what the difference is. But a lot of people lack a very powerful ritual. And I think for me, it's the thing that really shifted everything for me. When I was getting up, going to my corporate job that I didn't like and all that, once I kind of got this ritual and I developed this way to wake up, it really changed everything for me. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Another big morning challenge that a lot of my clients face is that they get poor sleep. They don't sleep well. They just don't. And so poor sleep is a big challenge for a lot of people because if you don't sleep well, you wake up tired in the morning and then you're dragging for the whole day. And that's why people drink 5 or 6 or 7 extra large cups of coffee. You know, I used to work in the corporate world, and there's a reason that a lot of these corporate organizations, banks and financial institutions, et cetera, there's a reason that they have coffee makers on every single floor, right? They have it on every single floor because they realize that, one, a lot of people are addicted to coffee and they just can't start their day without coffee. So that's one reason that a lot of these corporations have coffee on every floor. Two, they realize that, you know, a lot of people just aren't clear and focused in the morning. And so that shot of caffeine is really going to help people to get focused. And so I used to see people like coming late to meetings and they would just hold up their cup of coffee and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. I had to stop and get my cup of coffee, right? And that's usually because they had a poor night's sleep. And it's also because of this next reason is that they didn't have a good, healthy breakfast. I don't know about you. I never used to be a breakfast. I would just hop out of bed, drag myself out of bed, I should say, either not eat breakfast or not eat something that was healthy. I just never ate healthy breakfasts. So of course, I had no energy to get me into my day. A poor sleep, which I used to have, with no breakfast, with no focus. And then I was distracted by technology. I would wake up and just start scrolling on social media right away. I wasn't starting my day on my own terms. I was starting my day on other people's terms. Scrolling through social media, that's not my terms. And so what I realized is that for me and for a lot of my coaching clients and for a lot of people that I talk to is that there's a lot of challenges with getting up in the morning. And there's so many challenges with getting up in the morning that a lot of us just say, hey, I'm not a morning person. Have you ever said that? I meet so many people that say, hey, Coach Stone, I'm not a morning person. It's a way for us to kind of condition ourselves out of taking accountability for waking up and being more productive. So I hear so many people say, oh, I'm just not a morning person. Okay. That's like saying, I'm not a shoe tire. I don't know how to tie my shoes. I don't know how to drive a car. There's so many things that you do now that you didn't know how to do before. And there's so many things that you do now that are automatic that benefit you that you had to learn to do. one of the things that we do is we just talk ourselves into saying, I'm just not a morning person. We have to learn to change our language around things. Because if you want to live a more powerful life, if you want to have more success, if you want to have more joy, if you want to have more peace and calm and clarity in your life, that all starts with how you wake up. And it even starts before that. It starts the night before. See, a lot of people don't realize this. The way that you end your night is going to be a strong indicator of how you start the next morning. So for many of us, we don't get a good night's sleep because we're on our phone scrolling right in while we're laying in bed. We have the TV on. We have all of these distractions. Don't have that glass of water on your nightstand. So we don't set our sleep up for success so that we can set our next day up for success. One of the things that I've realized is that I needed a better bedtime routine. I need to shut down my devices, 35 or 45 minutes before I go to bed, meaning just either put them on silent, not look at them anymore. I had to make sure that I had that glass of water by my bed. I had to make sure that I had a notebook near my bed. Because in that notebook, what I would do was I would write down the two or three things that I needed to accomplish the next day. And here's something that's powerful about that. When you write down the two or three things that you have to do the next day, what happens is sometimes the reason you can't sleep is because you have all of these things in your mind. So you're thinking about all the things you have to do tomorrow and you're kind of overwhelmed. You're like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And you kind of overwhelm yourself. What I learned was that if you want to have a powerful, successful morning, it starts the night before. How you close down your night. Are you shutting off your devices? Is your room dark? Do you have a glass of water on your nightstand? Do you have a notebook? Because a notebook is going to help you to write down your thoughts or to write down the two or three things that you have to do the next day. All of these things that we have that are going to set up your next morning for success. And I didn't realize any of this stuff. I didn't know. I used to average 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night for about 3 or 4 years. So there was about 3 or 4 years that I averaged only 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night. Of course, I would wake up the next day tired. I would be dragging throughout the day. I just wasn't productive, right? I realized that I needed to start getting a better rest if I wanted to be more productive the next day. Can any of you relate to that? Can any of you relate to the fact that maybe you have to get a better night's sleep so you can have a more productive day the next day? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Once I committed to getting a better bedtime sleep, then I realized there's some things that you have to do the next day to set yourself up for success. And I didn't know these things. Right? I didn't know until I started actually studying successful people. I love this quote. I love quotes. One thing about me is I really do love quotes. So I love this quote by John Maxwell. It says, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." So if you want to change your life, you want to take your life to another level, if you want to step into the person you're trying to become, if you want to accomplish things that you've never been able to accomplish, everything starts that morning. How you wake up is going to be a strong indicator of how your day is going to play out, how your week is going to play out, how your month is going to play out, how your year is going to play out, how your life is going to play out. It's a strong indicator. If you are not starting your day on your own terms, that is going to be a strong indicator that maybe you're not going to become the person you're trying to become, that maybe you're not going to have the peace, the calm, the clarity, the success that you want. And that is something that is available to all of us. We just have to learn how to take control of our mornings. I know what you're saying, like, Coach Stone, I already said, I'm not a morning person. That's okay. You can learn to become a morning person. Most of us aren't a morning people because we don't look forward to getting up and going to a job we don't like. We don't look forward to getting up and looking at all the bills and struggling with all the bills that we have to pay. We don't look forward to getting up because we don't have a morning ritual that nourishes our mind, body, and spirit. So that's why most of us don't look forward to waking up. the next morning. But imagine if you could change all of that around. Imagine something that you always wanted, whether it's better health, whether it's more money, whether it's more clarity about what it is that you want, whether it's to make a greater impact in the world. Imagine all of those things that you want you could have. Well, you can. It starts with your morning ritual. A morning ritual, I've said this many times on stages I've spoken on my podcast. You know, you may be sick and tired of me saying this, but a morning ritual and a morning routine are not the same thing. They're not the same thing. And I know a lot of people interchange them often. Like, I get that. Like, I know a lot of people say morning ritual or morning routine, and they try to say that they're the same thing. A morning ritual and the morning routine are not the same thing. I'm just going to be clear about that. They're not the same. What is it? What's the difference? Why does it matter? Here's why it matters. A morning routine are the activities that a person goes through to start their day. You have to get out of bed, right? That's the first thing. You have to shower. You got to brush your teeth, right? You might have to grab something to eat. Those things are a part of your morning routine. They're the things that you have to do. You have to do those things, right? To start your day. A morning ritual are the activities, the habits, the mindset that a person adopts to create more clarity, more peace, more calm, more focus in their lives. A morning ritual is something that you look forward to because it's going to empower you. It's going to inspire you. And so many of us don't have this morning ritual. We wake up, we hit snooze 10 times. We barely roll out of bed. Because we hit snooze so many times, now we have to rush around to try to start our day. And it just becomes chaotic. And what happens is you're trying to catch up to yourself throughout that whole day because you're rushing, or you hit snooze until the very last minute, got yourself ready. Now you're behind schedule and you're constantly trying to catch up to yourself throughout the day. And then that happens throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and throughout your life. You're constantly playing catch up. A morning ritual is you starting your day on your own terms. It's about you doing the things that are going to bring you more clarity, more peace, more calm. The things that are going to move the needle on your life. It took me the longest time to figure this out, because I was that person that would hit snooze, or I would begrudgingly get out of bed to go to this corporate job that just didn't bring me joy and happiness and satisfaction. I would wonder why other people are getting ahead in life and I was stuck. And I would watch what they were doing and it would look like, oh, they have these amazing lives. And here I am going to a job that I was underpaid and I wasn't seen and wasn't heard and wasn't getting promotions. Let me know if you can relate to any of this. And what happened was I just got fed up. I said, you know, something has to change. And that's kind of when I started really studying this stuff. But what I realized is that words matter. What you say to yourself and what you say about yourself really matters. And so when people interchange morning routine with ritual, first of all, a routine is just something that a lot of us do automatically, but it doesn't necessarily bring more peace and calm and clarity into our lives. And it's usually not something that we look forward to and something that's going to move our life forward. We have to start looking at this from a morning ritual perspective. Let me know if this is making sense to you. Who am I? I am a breakthrough coach and TV guest expert. So what I help people do is to break through their limiting beliefs and that negative self-talk so that they can take action and unleash their true potential. And so many of us are stuck because of these limiting beliefs that we have about what's possible. So I help people to break through that. I'm also an author. I have a couple of books out. I co-wrote this book, New Me, with 9 other Black men, where each one of us tell a story about a different challenge we've had to overcome. I wrote my book here, the second book I wrote, You Have the Keys Now, Drive. I wrote that in 2014, and readers around the world have been reading this book, and it's really been helping people change their lives. I am a podcast host. This is the podcast right now. This is the second time that I've gone live on the Grind and Gratitude show. So I started this podcast maybe 3.5 years ago. We have about 185 episodes. And it's just me and amazing guests helping you to level up your life with conversations and tips and resources and stories. And so that's what the Grind and Gratitude Show is all about, just like what we're doing right now. And then I'm also an international speaker. I speak on stages, you know, around the world. So I just wanted to let you know a little bit about who I am. And at my core, I am somebody who is constantly working to better himself. And I love to share what I'm learning with other people so that you can take this information and learn for yourself. The reason why I'm so passionate about starting your mornings on fire is in 2014, I was working in the corporate world and I was just tired. I was tired. I was fed up with going to my corporate job. Let me know if you've ever been tired or fed up. But I was just so tired of going to this job where I wasn't undervalued. I was underpaid. I said to myself, there has to be more. Like, there has to be more to life than this. And I didn't know what I wanted at the time. I had no idea. I knew that I just didn't want to go to the job that I didn't like, but I had no idea what I wanted. And it was this incident at work that really changed everything for me. I've told this story a few times, but I call it the black jacket story. And I wrote about it in You Have the Keys Now Drive, the first version, but I kind of took it out. I should have left it in. But I remember in 2014, I was working in my corporate job and, you know, I was always getting really positive reviews and so on, but they would never promote me. And I remember getting called into my boss's office one day. My boss calls me into her office. I go into the office. Her name was Nancy. Nancy says, "Can you close the door?" And I'm like, "Okay." And she's sitting at her desk and she's like, "Oh, you know, have a seat." And she has this kind of puzzled look on her face. And I'm like, "What's going on? Like, am I getting fired or something?" She goes, "No, no, no." She starts laughing. But she says, "This is going to be really ridiculous what I'm going to tell you. So just take a seat." So I sit down and she says, "Danny, I don't know how to tell you this. It's really ridiculous, but my boss," this is my boss's boss. So Nancy's saying to me, "My boss has an issue with you." And I said, "Well, what's the issue? And why didn't she come to me?" And Nancy says, "She has a problem with you leaving your black suit jacket on the back of your chair at your desk." And I start laughing. I'm like, "What?" I start laughing. And then I see Nancy's face and she's really serious. I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "She has an issue with you leaving your jacket." She goes, "I know it's so stupid, but she has an issue with you leaving your black jacket on the back of your chair." So now I turned from laughing to like getting annoyed. And I said to my boss at the time, I said, "You mean to tell me I go above and beyond at this job? I solve problems that nobody can solve. I'm always helping people. You know, I have stellar performance reviews. And your boss has an issue with me leaving my suit jacket on the back of my chair? That's all she can come up with?" I was heated. I go back to my desk. I'm furious. I just felt like, you know, just blowing up. And then that's the time I asked myself these two questions. I said, "Well, Danny, calm down. You know, what are you supposed to learn in this moment?" And that's what I asked myself in that moment. I took out my notepad and I started writing some things down. And then the second question I asked myself is, "What are you going to do to change your situation?" And I just wrote down all of these things. I didn't even know what it was. I started writing down all these things. What I realized was I had options. Literally, I'm telling you, literally when I got home that night, I said, "How am I going to start my the next day?" I started researching morning rituals and how to start your morning for success and looking at Tony Robbins and all these people. And then I realized the way that I start my day is going to be an indicator of my level of success in the future. That next morning, I woke up. I said, "Okay, here's the three things I'm going to do today to change my situation." I said, 1, I'm going to start my own company. And 2, I'm going to write a book. The very next morning, I woke up, I prayed, I did all of these things to prepare my morning. And that was the beginning of what changed everything for me. 12 weeks later, my book was out on Amazon. 5 to 6 months later, I quit my job and started my own company. But that only happened because I made a decision that I was going to take control of my life. And in taking control of my life, it started with how I was going to wake up and what I was going to do. That's what it was all about. Let me know if you can relate to being stuck in life, if you can relate to like wanting more and not knowing how to get it. So that morning changed everything for me. Like, I just couldn't believe that me waking up and doing a few things towards my goals and me waking up and taking care of my mindset, I didn't realize at the moment that that was the foundation for me changing my life drastically. I didn't realize it at that time. What I love is having a routine or a ritual for me. Having a ritual is great, but only if it serves your goals. If it's not, doing that is called a rut. And I love this quote by Josh LaJuani. Are your goals, is your morning routine serving you? Is it helping you to move towards your goals? I know for many of us, it's not, because we're, the way that we wake up, we're not even thinking about our goals. We're not even taking care of ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. How can we achieve the things that we want if we're not putting in the time, the effort, and the energy to take care of ourselves first? To me, it's so interesting and so powerful. It's such a simple thing that so many of us overlook. It's like we all have the ability to do more with our lives. What I love is when people say, oh, I wish I had more time. Oh, I just wish I had more time to go to the gym. I wish I had more time to prepare healthy meals. I wish I had more time to look for another job. I wish I had more time to work on my business. I wish I had more time to spend with my kids. I wish I had more time. But we all have the same 24 hours. Why are the people that we admire, why are they able to do so much with the 24 hours that they have and we're not? It's because, one, they wake up on purpose. They wake up with intention. They wake up a little earlier than they need to. They're not hitting snooze 20 times. Two, they're focusing on the right things and they're filtering out the things that aren't helping them to move forward. That's people, that's places, that's things. You got to filter that out. And so for many of us, we just jump out of bed and we start rushing, but we're not taking care of ourselves. We're not treating ourselves with the love and the care and the respect that we deserve and that our goals and our dreams deserve. Let me know if this is making sense to you all. One of the things that I love is, as I said, Robin Sharma is one of my mentors. I've been reading his books for years. I remember reading The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. It's a classic book. I remember reading that years ago, and it was just like, it just sparked so many things within me. And it was really the catalyst for me to do more personal development. He has a book, and in his book, it's called The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. But in The 5 a.m. Club, he talks about these four interior empires, these four empires that live within all of us that we need to nourish and grow and feed. And so he talks about the soul set, which is your spirituality. For some of you might be like, well, look, I'm not religious. It's not necessarily talking about religion. It's talking about your connection to your creator, your connection to something greater than yourself. Are you taking care of your spirituality throughout the day, especially in the morning? We have to learn to put our ego aside and not make everything about us. We have to learn to trust our connection between us and our creator and whatever else is out there. We have to learn that we're capable of so much more. When you don't know how, you have to put your trust in your creator. So for many of us, it's that soul set. Robin Sharma talks about the soul set, like spending time there. Then he talks about the mindset. Like, what is your mindset in the morning? Do you wake up negative? Do you wake up like, oh, I got to go to this job. I hate this place. What is your mindset when you wake up in the morning? And then what are you feeding your mind? A lot of us get up and we start scrolling right away. And I was that person. I would jump out of bed and jump right on the social media and start scrolling. That's what I was feeding my mindset. I was feeding my mindset all of this stuff on social media. So what I had to learn was, it was up to me to program my mindset. So what was I learning? What was I listening to? Was I visualizing? Was I meditating? All of these things, self-reflection, journaling. I had to shift all of those things. Then he talks about, heart set, your emotional self. How are you taking care of your emotional self in the morning? Are you waking up in gratitude? Are you tapping into who you are emotionally, to how you feel through meditation, through asking yourself powerful questions, through affirmation? How are you feeding your emotion, your heart set emotionally? And then health set. What are you doing to take better care of your health? Are you exercising, nutrition, relaxation? What are those things that you're doing to take better care of yourself in the morning? These are the four interior empires he talks about: mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. And I really love this because I think when you focus on all four of those in the morning and you feed yourself all of those things in the morning, you're setting your day up for success. And so if I were to ask you, any of you, which one of these four areas do you need to give more attention to? Let me know in the comments. Do you have to give more attention to your mindset? Do you have to give more attention to your heart set? Do you have to give more attention to your health set? Or do you have to give more attention to your soul set? Which one do you have to give more attention to? I know for me, I dedicate time to all of these, but I think for me, the one that I really have to work on the most, I would say, is my soul set. You know, I come in and out of my faith often, and it's been a struggle for me over the last 10 years to kind of stay in my faith and so on. I wake up in gratitude, but sometimes that faith is really believing in something that you can't see, right? That's what faith is. And I've struggled with some areas of my life with my goals and things that I really wanted. And I put a lot of effort and energy into those things, and they just didn't happen. And so for me, I would question my faith. I would really question the Creator and, you know, why this hasn't happened for me. And that's been a struggle of mine over the years. And it's something I continue to work on all of these areas, right? I continue to work on my mindset, my heart set, my health set. I continue to work on my soul set. But that's the area that I have to give the most attention to right now. So I'm curious to know, whether you're live, watching this live or on the replay, definitely let me know in the comments, you know, which one of these areas you need to focus the most on and give the most attention to. One of the things that I created after studying all these people was I created this Master Your Morning framework. And it's really 8 powerful M's. I don't know, the slide's all messed up, of a more powerful morning ritual. So the first one is meaning. Are you waking up in gratitude? Are you waking up grateful? So as soon as I wake up, either I pray, I think of 3 or 4 things that I'm grateful for. I might write them down, but right away, meaning is so important, right? Do you have more meaning in your life? Then there's the meditation. And meditation can look so different. I used to think that meditation was this thing where you would have to, like, you know, sit there for 2 hours at a time and just kumbaya. That's not necessarily meditation. Meditation can be just you asking yourself one powerful question over and over and over again for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. So that meditation or that clearing your mind in the morning was so powerful for me, right? That's the second M of a Master Your Morning framework. You need the meditation. The next one was mantra. I never used to be into affirmations. I never believed in the power of affirmations. I thought they were just words. I didn't know that words actually have power. And so what I had to learn was, over time, what you say to yourself will become your reality. And I used to be somebody who was really hard on myself. So I had to learn to talk, you know, more lovingly to myself. And so that third M, that mantra, what are you saying to yourself when you wake up in the morning? When you look in the mirror, do you have these powerful, positive words that you're saying to yourself? Or are you listening to them in your ear? So that mantra is so, so important. That's the third M of a powerful morning ritual. Then the next one we need is movement, right? Are you exercising? There are so many benefits to exercising, especially in the morning. There's so many. Like, exercise, obviously physically, there's so many benefits, but mentally as well. You know, exercise releases these endorphins and these things that make you feel good. So, you know, if you ever work out or you go for a great walk or you go for a hike or you run or you do something in the morning, even though you're tired at the end of it, don't you feel like you've accomplished something? Don't you feel good? And so movement in the morning is so powerful, whether you just go for a walk around your block, whether you turn on YouTube and do a 5 or 10 minute at-home YouTube workout, whether you skip, whether you go for a jog, a bike ride, doing something early in the morning to feed your physical health will feed your mental and spiritual health as well. You know, there've been times in my life where I was struggling with trying to figure something out. I just couldn't figure out a problem. And then I would go and I would exercise and work out. And it would be like it came to me. The answer would just magically come to me during that workout. Has this ever happened for you? Let me know if it's ever happened for you. Exercise and movement in the morning is so powerful. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, I'm just so busy in the morning. If you wake up 10 minutes early, 15 minutes earlier than you need to, you can do a quick 5 or 10 minute workout. See, the thing about this morning ritual is this. Whatever time you have, use it in a powerful, productive way. I don't necessarily believe in you have to wake up at 5 a.m. I don't necessarily believe you have to wake up at a certain time. But what I believe is you have to wake up earlier than you need to so that you can take care of yourself, so that you can feed yourself, that you can ease into your morning ritual. Whether that's 5 or 10 or 15 minutes or an hour earlier, that's up to you. But you got to wake up a little bit earlier than you normally do to give yourself some time to start to create more peace and calm and clarity in your life. We have to do that. Once you get the movement, now it's all about your meal. What are you eating in the morning? First of all, are you having breakfast? As I said before, I never used to start my morning with breakfast. I would just wake up and grab a drink of orange juice and just start my day or not eat at all. What are you feeding yourself in the morning? You have to be conscious about what you're putting into your body. And that breakfast is so important because it's going to give you the energy that you need to start your morning with clarity, with focus. So are you eating a healthy meal in the morning? Are you just drinking coffee? What are you doing in the morning? How are you feeding yourself? What are you putting into your body? The next M is massive action. When I say massive action, I mean massive action towards your major goals. Every single day, you should be doing at least one or two major things towards your biggest goal, whether it's research, whether it's making phone calls, whether it's taking action, whether it's sales, whether it's writing, whatever that major goal is, every single day, you should be doing one or two things towards that goal. Now, if you can do it in the morning, that's amazing. Like if you can wake up and start taking action on that big goal that you have right away, that's cool. But if you can't, find some time throughout the day to make sure that you take action towards that major goal or that major dream that you have. It's so important because what happens is the day gets away from you, right? You wake up in the morning and you wake up late and you're running around and then you're either too tired to take action on your goals later, right? You don't have the energy, or it just becomes late because you put everything else ahead of your goals and your dreams that you never get time or you never make time to take major action. And that action are the things that you need to do that can change your life forever. So when you wake up in the morning, you got to learn to take massive action on your goals and your dreams. If you have a health goal, you should be exercising. If you have a goal to write a book, you should be writing. If you have a goal to find another job, maybe you should start applying for jobs or bookmarking some jobs that you can apply to later on. If you have some business goals, what are you doing in the morning to set up your business for success? Mornings are yours to conquer, right? We're talking about the Master Your Morning framework. It's the 8 M's of a powerful morning ritual. The next M is you need more personal development. You need more personal development. Some of you may be getting career development in your job, but are you developing yourself personally? Are you working on your mindset? Are you working on your communication skills? Are you working on your ability to persuade people if you're a business owner? Are you working on your mental, physical, and spiritual health? Personal development is so important. And that can be reading a few chapters of a book in the morning. It can be listening to a podcast. It can be those affirmations. It can be researching something that you're trying to do. But what are you doing in the morning for more personal development? Right? You got to dedicate some time to more personal development. And then the last M is mindful journaling. You know, I never used to be much of a journaler. I just was never into journaling. It was about, I want to say maybe 6 or 7 months ago when I went to my doctor's office to get my annual physical checkup. And me and my doctor, we're cool. You know, we have this really great relationship. His name is George. And so George and I, you know, we always talk a lot about what's going on and stuff like that. And I was just telling him, I'm like, you know, I don't know. I'm just really dragging. I'm not energized. You know, I'm trying to get clear on some of my goals and it's just not really coming to me. I said, I'm waking up in gratitude and I'm going through my morning ritual, but I'm just not, you know, I'm just not focused as much as I should be. And even though I know this, even though I know the power of journaling, I fell off for a long time. So my doctor says to me, he's like, well, do you journal in the morning? And I started laughing and because he knows my book. He knows You Have the Keys Now Drive. In that book, You Have the Keys Now Drive, I talk about, you know, the 8 M's and I talk about mindful journaling. And I said, no, I haven't done it for a while. And he's like, well, you know, I journal and it's really helped me. So maybe you should get back to journaling. And I did, you know, the very next morning I woke up, I started journaling and, you know, it's been about 6 or 7 months straight where I haven't missed a day of journaling. But here's the thing about journaling. It's not just to write things down. It's to get your thoughts on paper. It's to write down your gratitude. It's to help you to work through things. Because when I go back and I read the journal, I get so many ideas. I get re-inspired. I get answers to problems just by reading my journal. And that's the power of journaling, right? Like you have this journal with your thoughts and what you're thinking and your gratitude and maybe some of the challenges that you're trying to work through. And when you go back through that journal and you read it back, it's almost like it re-energizes you, at least for me. So powerful, like more journaling is something that I've incorporated back into my life over the last 6 or 7 months, and it's been helping me tremendously. So those are the 8 M's of a powerful morning ritual, right? And so what does that look like? You might say, well, Coach Stone, I don't have 60 minutes to wake up and do all of this stuff. Here's the thing. Use whatever time you have. Use whatever time you have. You know that what's not working for you is hitting snooze 10 times, jumping out of bed and rushing to start your day. You know that doesn't work for you. You know it doesn't work. So why not try something different? Why not create your own morning ritual with some of those 8 M's? Like try 2 or 3 new things. Try to wake up tomorrow and think of 3 things you're grateful for, or pray, or write down some thoughts in a journal. Why not just try that? Or why not wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm going to dedicate 10 or 15 minutes to walking around the neighborhood and get my exercise in first thing in the morning. Or if you're not somebody who eats a healthy breakfast, why don't you wake up tomorrow and say, this is the first day of many days that I'm going to start to eat healthier or eat a healthy breakfast. Or if you're not somebody who dedicates time to affirmations, maybe you wake up tomorrow and you say, I'm going to say some nice things to myself in the mirror. I'm going to tell myself how amazing I am. See, the thing about a morning ritual is you start from with what you have and where you are. You don't have to do all 8 things. Do 1, do 2, and really get good at doing those things and get good and consistent at doing those things. Then you can add on another thing. Then you can start to wake up 15 minutes earlier instead of 10, and then maybe 30 at some point. Don't talk yourself out of creating a better life for yourself and starting a powerful morning ritual because of your limiting beliefs. All you have to do is wake up a few minutes earlier and do 1 or 2 of these things and start to make it a habit, and you'll notice that your life will start to change. 2 massive benefits of really a morning ritual. 1 is that you auto-program your mind. See, a lot of us depend on willpower, and willpower doesn't work. We depend on how we're feeling. A lot of people say to me, Coach Stone, I just didn't feel like going to the gym. I don't feel like working on my business. I don't feel like writing that book today. It's not about how you feel. It's not about how you feel. It's about your why. And many of us aren't clear about our why. What is it that you really want in your life? What do you want in all areas of your life that matter? In terms of your health, your wellness, your finances, for your family, personal development, what do you want in your life? That's always a starting point. If you don't learn anything, take out a pen and paper and write down all of the areas of your life that matter, your relationship, you know, your kids, your personal development, finances. Write it all down. Write down where are you now and where do you want to go? What does success and happiness look like in those areas of your life? And then once you do that, write underneath it why it's a must for you. Why must you achieve those things? Not why should you, not why should you take action, why you must take action every single day. What is achieving that goal or that dream going to do for you, going to do for your family, for your community, for the world? What is it going to do? So once you get clear about what it is that you want in your life and why it's a must, and you hold on to that every single day, whether you feel like taking action on your goals and dreams, whether you feel like meditation, whether you feel like going to the gym or not, you're going to start to do it. And the longer you start to do it more consistently, the more it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, you do it on autopilot. When you look at anybody who's highly successful, someone who has achieved amazing things in their life, someone who's living life on their own terms, they realize something that a lot of us don't know. The thing that many of us don't know about creating a better life for ourselves, about unleashing our true potential, is this. A lot of people want freedom in their lives. Freedom requires discipline. If you want freedom in your life, you need to be more disciplined. Think about that. If you want freedom, like when I say freedom, to be able to do what you want, when you want, how you want, with who you want, if that's the type of freedom that you want. If you don't want to be tied to a job, if you want to be able to travel, or you ever want to be able to just live life on your own terms, it requires discipline. You need to take consistent action right now. You need to create better habits so that you start to do things on autopilot and your subconscious mind kicks in and you start doing things that you didn't even realize that you were doing because you locked into your mind that that goal or that dream is important. So a morning ritual is a group of habits. And so once you develop that habit, by the way, a lot of people think it takes 30 days to create a habit. That's not true. According to a Stanford study, I think it's 66 days. So after 66 days, you kind of start to do something with less resistance and it almost becomes automatic. So if you want to develop a habit, whether it's eating healthier, going to the gym, you know, taking action on your business, writing your book. You want something to be a habit, it takes 66 days of consistent, massive action. A morning ritual gives you the habits, the autopilot. And then it doesn't become, it's not about how you feel. I don't feel like going to the gym every day. I don't feel like going for my midday walk for 30 or 60 minutes in the snow, in the rain, when it's blazing hot outside. I don't feel like doing things for my business every single day. But these are the things that I do because I know what I want and why it's a must. And so now some of those things have just become autopilot. And that is the power of a morning ritual. The other massive benefit of a morning ritual is this. You get to stack your habits. It's called habit stacking. Once you have certain habits, whether it's exercising every morning or eating healthy, now you start to, and you've mastered that, and now it's a habit, you can stack on another habit in the morning. And that's why the morning rituals are so powerful, because you can stack your habits. And when you stack your habits, you supercharge your success. You speed it up. You speed up your learning. You speed up your productivity. You speed up your ability to focus, your ability to push through difficult times and difficult situations. All of that gets sped up when you start to habit stack. So that is a massive benefit of having a powerful morning ritual. Love this quote, Buddha. Each morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. So what are you doing today? How did you start your day? What did you focus on? You have to think about that, because if you're not where you want to be in your life, if you want to unleash more of your potential, if you want to make a greater impact in your life, if you want to help more people and serve more people, if you want to make more money, you have to ask yourself, How am I starting my day? What am I doing each day? Am I feeding into me, or am I jumping out of bed, taking care of everyone else and worrying about everything else that's happening on social media and on TV and the radio? These are the questions we have to ask ourselves. Actually, the way that this live stream kind of came in, this masterclass came about, was I had posted on my Instagram and Facebook, I had asked people, you know, when it comes to your life, what is the biggest area of your life that you need more help and more guidance? The vote was overwhelming that it was about the morning ritual. A lot of people just said, look, I'm not morning people, I can't get started. So that was the highest area that a lot of people said they needed help with. So I decided to put this together over the last couple of days and really help you to go from chaos to calm, to really conquer your morning ritual. So let me know if this has been helpful. Just give, you know, let me know what your biggest takeaway from today was. I think for me, just know that, get clear about what it is that you want. Why do you want it? And then dedicate yourself some time every morning to taking care of yourself and taking action on what's important to you: your health, your wellness, your mindset, feeding your mind positivity so that you diminish that negativity. Those are the things that you need to focus on every single morning that's going to take your life to another level. Look, a morning ritual helped me to quit my 9-to-9 job. It helped me to write my best-selling book. It helped me to launch my podcast that has reached 60 plus countries. It's helped me to launch my business, you know, speak on stages around the world. All of these things happened because I used that time in the morning to focus on the right things and to filter out the things that weren't helping me and serving me well. So you can do the same thing. Make a decision that your goals and your dreams are worth it. Make a decision that your family is worth it. Make a decision that the impact that you want to make is worth it. Make a decision that your health is worth it. Make a decision that your spirit, your emotional well-being is worth it. Wake up a little bit earlier, do some of these things consistently, and then stack on something else and something else and something else. And in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, your life can look a lot different. It can look a lot different. So I know for some of you, you might be saying, Coach Stone, it sounds amazing. How do I do this? So I just want to ask you some permission. I just want to let you know about this super bundle, because it's hard to figure all this out on your own. It took me so long to kind of figure out what I should do in the morning that was going to take my life to another level. I couldn't figure it out. And so it took me a long time to study what successful people were doing, to tap into coaches and mentors, and to put it all together. And so in 2014, that's when I wrote the book, You Have the Keys Now, Drive. You know, people from around the world started sending me messages. Wow, this is really helping me. And then people started saying, look, what else can we do? Do you have a course? Do you have a program? So I decided to develop the You Have the Keys Now, Drive course. And it is like all of the stuff that I've learned in videos and downloadable worksheets that are going to help you. It's not just about your morning ritual. These are 5 key principles and 5 powerful habits that are going to help you to up-level your life. And they're things that I've learned over the years that took me from struggling in my corporate job to launching my international business, the things that I've helped a lot of my coaching clients with. This book right here, You Have the Keys Now, Drive, changed my life and so many lives. So I decided to change it, to make it into a course. So you get step-by-step instructions about the 5 key life principles, like how to set a vision for your life. A lot of us don't know how to set a vision for our life. How to really get going on your goals, something that's sustainable. How to develop a life support network. How to surround yourself with people who will really support you and lift you up. And what to do with people in your life who don't support you. I talk about all of that in this course. But you don't just get the course. You know, I have to throw in some bundles. So you get this mindset bundle where it's 2 hours of audio and a worksheet to help you develop and shift your mindset. Then there's another bundle for anybody who is an expert or you're trying to position yourself as an expert, there's the expert positioning bundle. That is 2 hours of audio and worksheets to help you start to position yourself as the go-to expert in your industry. And then I threw in a copy, a digital copy of my book as well. So you get this whole entire bundle. It's ridiculous. You get all of this stuff for like 50-something percent off. All you do is like look at this QR code right here, scan this QR code. It'll take you to the page. Or if you go to iamdannystone.com/course, you'll find this bundle there. And I really think that the thing that stops most of us from achieving the life that we want is just that we're not clear about what we want. And if we do get clear, we just don't know how to make it happen. So we get discouraged. So in this course, I lay it all out for you. From here's how you set your vision. Here's how you kind of tap into your personal development. Here's how you develop a life support network of people who support you. Here's how you get going on your morning ritual. Here's some suggestions for how you a powerful bedtime routine. Here's how you serve others with your gift and why you should do that. I break all of that down and you have the Keys Now Drive course. So go ahead. If you're interested, scan this QR code, go to iamdannystone.com/course, and you can dive into all of that. So are there any questions, any comments about taking control of your morning ritual before I close this down? I hope this was valuable for you. I know me going back and putting all this together, it really reinforced some things for me. It also showed me some gaps and some things that I need to spend more time on developing if I want to take my life to another level, if I want to serve more people. What I want you to understand is this. Every single person who has a high level of success in their lives has coaches and mentors. They put their ego aside. They don't act like they know everything. They don't settle for living life in the middle. They say, I want more and I need some guidance. I need some mentorship to help me get there. Every single successful person you know. And so for you, if you want to take your life to another level, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need a coach or a mentor, or maybe even this course or this program. I don't know. But you need something because you know that what you're doing isn't working for you. It's not giving you the level of success, the level of joy, happiness, peace, calm, clarity that you deserve. You know that. And so it starts with your morning ritual, but then it transfers into other areas of your life. And so I lay it all out in this course. You have the Keys Now Drive course. But I really believe the way that you start and end your day is going to be your biggest indicator of how your life is going to go. I've seen it in my own life. I used to start my day on other people's terms, rush and jump out of bed and hit snooze and have this negative attitude and mindset about my job. I'd be burnt out. I wouldn't sleep during the night. I'd get 4 or 5 hours sleep. And that was an indication of how my life was at the time. I wasn't productive. I was overweight. My relationship was struggling. My health, my mindset, my mental health was all struggling. And then when I decided that I wanted to commit to taking better care of myself and dedicating time to myself before my day started, before anything happened. So you got to take control of your day before anything gets in the way. So once I started taking control of my day before anything got in the way, that's when I started to see these changes in me. That's when I just became a more calm person. That's when I was able to better solve problems that I couldn't solve. That's when I was able to write my book. That's when I was able to start my business. All of these things changed when I dedicated this time in the morning to taking care of myself, to getting clear about what I wanted. And people started noticing a change in me. They were like, man, there's something different about you. I don't know what it is. You just seem different. Man, I don't know. So many people used to say that. My friends, my family, my coworkers, they would just be like, man, what's different about you? And it was that start, the way that I started my day. And it just gave me more confidence, more clarity. And it gave me the vision for what I wanted my life to look like. And that was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, when I wrote this book, You Have the Keys Now Drive, that's when I started my morning ritual And that's when I started to change my habits and my lifestyle. And 10 years ago, my life changed forever. So I believe it's possible for you. I believe that if you dedicate some time in the morning to yourself, you do some of these things that we talked about, in 30, 60, 90 days, you're going to notice a shift within yourself. You're going to notice that you're more connected spiritually. You're going to notice that you're more clear about what you want. You're going to notice that now you're starting to filter out the things and the people that aren't getting you to where you want to go. You're going to notice that you're more positive with yourself. You're going to notice that you're healthier. You're going to notice that you have more energy. You're going to notice that you're more focused on the right things. You're going to see opportunities and things that you never saw before because you were always rushing in the morning, or you never started your day with clarity and focus. You're going to see this. And the reason I can say that is because I've so many people who read this book, so many people who took this course, and so many people that I've coached. I've literally seen people change their lives by just the way that they started their morning. And so you can do the same. So this is a bundle that I just decided to put together. You get the course, you get a digital copy of the book, you get Winning Mindset Bundle, which is 2 hours of audio plus worksheets. You get the expert positioning, so how to position yourself as the go-to expert. You get all of that in the bundle. So if you just use the QR code, or if you go to imdannystone.com/course, if it's not up, it should be up in the next little while. imdannystone.com/course. You can see that bundle there. Any questions or comments? This is fun. Again, you know, I just decided to do a survey and ask people, which area of your life do you want more? You know, do you have to develop more time, or do you need to work on the most? And people said morning ritual. So I said, you know what? Let me put this together. And I just put this together in a few days and decided that I would just want to go live and just share this. Like, these are all the things that I've been learning over the last 10 years. And I'm not saying that I've mastered all of this stuff at all. I'm not saying, I'm still working. I go in and out of this stuff. I go in and out of my spirituality. I go in and out of like being consistent with my workouts. I go in and out of eating healthy, but I'm way more consistent than I was before. And that's the key, right? You're never going to be perfect with any of this stuff, but are you way more consistent than you were before? And if you are, you're going to notice a change and a shift in your life. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was valuable for you. I'm going to see what other topics you all want me to cover here on the Grind and Gratitude Show live. And I'll continue to bring on other guests and guest experts to help us to uplevel our life, break through our limiting beliefs, and take our life to another level. So for those you don't know, I am Danny Stone. Coach Stone is in the building. I'm a breakthrough coach. I help you break through those limiting beliefs, take control of your life, and start to create the life that you deserve. Thanks so much for being my co-host on this episode of the Grind and Gratitude Show. I really appreciate you. I hope that you learned something and you're motivated to take action and get on your grind. Didn't that go by fast? If you want more, head over to grindandgratitude.com for show notes and more information about this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a rating so more people will tune in. And let me say this, there's something special about you. Grind until you find it. Be grateful when you get it.